podcast is for big kids over 8 years old.
ABC, listen.
Double, double, toil and trouble.
Bubble, bubble,
toil and trouble.
Too witchy.
What? Too witchy? Okay, let's try this.
Hocus pocus.
Hocus pocus.
You can't say that either.
How about alakazam abracadabra?
Abracadabra.
No, not allowed.
Oh.
Wait, what? Wait. They did what?
Is the podcast that makes you question the smarts of people from the past. I'm Tiliotti Black, and today we're travelling back to a time when people could have been sent to jail for practicing witchcraft. But hang on, are witches even real?
It's like a person who mixes like potions and stuff together and flies away on their broom, and they got an evil cat.
A witch is like someone with a very tall hat, long nose, usually like green. They had a wart on their nose usually.
I don't think they're real. I think they're mythical creatures.
My dad says they are.
Your dad better be careful. Someone might cast a spell on him. One of the earliest mentions of witches appeared about 2,000 years ago, give or take, in a book called The Bible. You might have heard of it. Then people were scared of witches because they thought they practiced black magic. That's like spells to hurt people. But there was never any scientific proof. And if someone suspected you were a witch, well, you could end up in all sorts of double bubble toil and trouble.
I know that in the really olden days, if you were a witch or people thought you were a witch, you'd get burnt and people would go around and hold like sticks of fire.
Yep, but that was the really olden days, like hundreds of years ago, in other parts of the world. We haven't persecuted any witches since then, right? Right?
State Parliament this week passed legislation which ensures witchcraft, sorcery and fortune-telling are no longer illegal.
Okay, that was a Queensland news report announcing plans to stop threatening witches with jail in the year... Sorry, I just need to check this. This script says the year 2000?
Yeah, that's right.
The year 2000? Little Till was already born!
Frankly, the criminal law should be about chasing burglars and robbers, not witches.
Thank you, former Queensland Attorney General. That's the dude in charge of the state's laws. Maybe Queensland was just way behind the times. Like, hundreds of years behind the times. Oh, hang on, my producer's just given me a note. It says Victoria. Oh, and the Northern Territory. Oh, apologies, Queensland. It appears witchcraft was still against the law in Victoria up until 2005. And in the Northern Territory until 2013. What the Hermione?
If they're not hurting anyone, I don't think they should have been arrested because, like, they're doing their own beliefs.
That's what the government started to think. This news report is from the year 2003.
Well, once upon a time, the only place to find a witch was in a fairy tale. Not anymore. In the last census, almost 9,000 Australians nominated witchcraft as their religion. And there are more than 2,000 witches in Victoria, despite it being outlawed in this state. But that's all about to change, with the state government set to repeal the outdated laws.
So witches definitely are real. As that reporter just told us, there were more than 9,000 Australians who identified as witches 23 years ago. Today, loads of people continue to embrace a bit of witchiness in their lives. Some even follow an official witchy religion called Wicca. But they don't tend to have warty noses and green skin like in the movies. Sorry.
Well, the wonderful thing about witchcraft is that it's lots of fun and it's joyful.
See? That's a witch from Melbourne in the 1990s, and she was wart-free. That witch was just living her best life, playing with her toys like candles and crystals, and inviting people to hang out in her witchy circle.
The circle is a symbol of protection and also to contain the energy.
So you're trying to, you know, raise dark forces or anything like that?
No, absolutely not. It's the opposite. We all have a dark force within us that's been a human being. Through my spells and my philosophy, it's to bring some joy and some fun and balance, harmony and some inner peace.
There you go. And she wouldn't hurt a fly. She's practically Galinda. So why then was it against the law to be a witch in Australia right up until 2013? What say you, Church Archbishop?
Yeah, we're talking about all sorts of magical practices, sorcery, things which are highly dangerous and can be pathological.
Okay, that does sound a bit scary. Very Slytherin. A bit maleficent. Wicked Witch of the West, even. What do you have to say, Church Priest?
There's always this tendency to move from so-called white witchcraft into the black, into the left-hand path, into the dark side. And that is very, very disturbing. And that is very harmful. And that is very fearful.
Huh. Two men of the cloth talking about how scary witches are, but not really having any concrete examples of this dark, bad stuff they've done. So, I did a bit of research and, breaking news, there's never been a recorded conviction for witchcraft in Australia, even though it was officially illegal to be a witch for so long. But there have been some witch-adjacent arrests, mostly fortune tellers.
So a fortune teller, usually you're in this dark room and it's with someone, and they're like usually an old lady, and they have a round crystal ball, and she rubs her crystal ball and says, like, "You will be married in 10 days, and something like that.
It's like Back to the Future, but you're into the future.
I went to see a fortune teller once. I knocked on their door and they said, "Who's there?" So I left. Odd police would argue they arrested fortune tellers because they were ripping people off, not because of their supposed magical powers. But the good news for fortune tellers is that they aren't illegal anymore either. Although, I guess they would have seen that coming, right? So grab your hats, brooms, wands and crystal balls, my witchy friends. Go forth and cast spells without the fear of jail. Till next time!
You sound like a horse!
I'll catch you on! Wait, they did what?
What?
They did what? They did what? I can't believe that! Find weekly podcast episodes of Wait, They Did What? In the Kids tab of ABC Listen. You can also watch it on iView.